This is the Engage Podcast with Paul B. Evans, episode number 4.
Welcome to the Engage Podcast, where it's all about increasing your influence, impact, and income as a public speaker. And now, your host, he gave his first speech at age 12 and hasn't shut up since, Paul Evans.
What's up, legend? Public speaking, critics, and fear. Everyone will not like you as a speaker, or even as a person for that matter. That may be the number one thing you need to know to get over your fear of public speaking, or to not let unwarranted negative feedback get to you. Most public speakers allow the minority to cripple them with fear. They worry about the one who won't like the speech or laugh at the joke or won't like whatever. But, you know, you get the idea. So I've got some simple suggestions for you today. First of all, I want you to remember the 2-2-96 rule. 2% will think you're the best thing they've ever heard. 2% will hate you. Shoot for the 96%, because those other folks, hey, they're not normal. You don't need to be liked by everyone. Everyone isn't like country music or rap or classical. But do artists shut down because some people don't like them? Nope. Only when the majority is against you is there actually a problem. But other than that, it really doesn't matter. Go after your segment. Serve your people. So remember the 2-2-96 rule. Second, remember the jealousy factor. The people who make snide remarks or try to help you are usually jealous. They want the spotlight, and the only way they can feed their pride is by being negative to you. Third, concentrate on the positive comment. Forget about the one or two negative comments. Focus on the words that build. We all have a natural inclination to remember the worst, so focus on the best. On average, 2% will approach you after the speech with some constructive criticism. From experience, I can tell you that the typical speaker takes the criticism to heart. They replay it over and over and over, and they allow it to defeat them. But you can't worry about 2%. Why? It's only 2%. What about that 98% that loved it? So in an email that I sent recently, this may not be a live speech example, but the principle is the same. I mentioned that my son was giving a speech and wanted to say something funny. And I worked with him on that. Now, I actually have a resource by a guy named Brad that has a humor package. And so I mentioned that package in the email. A lot of folks bought the package and were extremely thankful. But out of the thousands of emails I've got, one came in negative. Now, here it is, unedited. It said, using your son to try to suck me into buying some other guy's supposed humor, I don't think, actually it's T-H-I-K, thick, that's funny at all. Maybe idiotic is a better word, you fool. Now I laughing. So I thought that was kind of interesting that person sending in this criticism and yet not even able to put it together correctly. So I understand why it might have bothered the person, right? But I can't let that bother me. Why? For two reasons. First of all, it's one person. I knew before sending the email that some aren't going to like it. If you're going to let a handful of people control you, then you might as well get out of public speaking right now. Second, what about those words that were used? Idiotic, fool, eye laughing? Here's a lesson. Assuming that you didn't do or say anything that was actually wrong, remember this. The stronger the language the person uses, the more you should ignore it. Let me say that again. The stronger the language a person uses that is critical of you, the more you should ignore it. So let me give you a few lessons. Lesson one, you cannot let what someone might think bother you. Everyone will not like your speech. It's no big deal. Don't root your words in worry or fear. Instead, anchor them in the value that you're going to deliver to your audience. Plan your presentation with the knowledge that you will be helping listeners. Spending your time imagining the worst only drains you of energy that should go into your presentation. Forget about dreaming up the worst. Dream about the best. Think about the wonderful comments and congratulations that you will receive, the impact that you are going to have. Lesson two, you cannot let unsolicited feedback bother you. This is my favorite advice from Alan Weiss on unsolicited feedback. He tells the story. Here's another boundary issue. When speaking for the Washington, D.C. National Speakers Chapter last Saturday, a woman approached me at break to tell me while I was a terrific speaker, all professional women in the audience found my remarks about my wife and daughter demeaning. I'd been kidding that they were awaiting me in New York, spending money on my daughter's bridal shower. She hadn't taken a poll, of course, so she must have been channeling all those people otherwise on their feet and applauding. She told me not to respond, but to reflect. I told her I wouldn't reflect, but would respond, and that I had had it with the presumptuousness of people who kept their own box scores of whether I was positive or negative about women in their own biased view. I told her to go join the pronoun police because I wasn't interested in anything she had to say. I believe, maliciously, she was trying to throw me off balance in the middle of my presentation. Instead, she energized me because I was able to tell her immediately that I'd have none of it. Unsolicited feedback is always for the sender and ranges from innocently to malignantly evil. Don't let the evil or the energy suckers prevail. Now then, most of us would not be so firm or direct. Most would take the verbal beating with grace. Allen proves that you can be articulate while refusing to be a punching bag for another person's agenda. Lesson 3, remember the goal. The goal is to communicate in a way that helps others. We do not or should not speak for applause or accolades. The speaker who craves acceptance is the same one who's injured by the minority with the negative comments. When your goal is to give listeners the best you have for their benefit, then feedback isn't important. How the audience takes and applies the message is what matters. So don't be afraid of what others might criticize you for. Concentrate on helping the audience reach their goals.
You've been listening to the Engage Podcast. Head on over to EngagePodcast.com and get your free public speaker training that will help you avoid becoming a human tranquilizer. EngagePodcast.com. Speak with passion, or just leave me a note.